for people today, about 1 in 4 who need long-term care will need more long-term care than they have assets.
Older adults tell us that they want to live in a way where they can maintain their good health and their independence.
I think covering long-term care costs through an insurance product is a way to protect the assets under management.
Hi, this is the Insights Panel podcast from Brighthouse Financial, a podcast for financial professionals about retirement planning. We bring you insights from leading experts to help you stay ahead of the curve and have more productive conversations with your clients. My name is Amy Hee, and in this episode, we're exploring a new topic, long-term care. Long-term care can be a nuanced topic, complicated by rapid changes happening in the market and increasing consumer longevity. Throughout the next few episodes, we'll unpack long-term care with a discussion on why there's an increasing client need for it, why it may be advantageous for advisors to cover it, different product categories, and how to have conversations around sensitive subjects. But first, in this episode, the Insights panelists talk about why incorporating long-term care into advisors' practices may help with business growth, and how growing life expectancy impacts the financial needs of clients. Speaking to us are J. Michael Collins, financial capability expert and faculty director of the Center for Financial Security at the University of Wisconsin-Madison, Maddie Dykewald, aging and longevity expert and co-founder of AgeWave, and Betty Dahl, long-term care expert and coach. First, I spoke with Betty about why advisors should consider covering long-term care if they haven't before.
It is simply the right thing to do. An advisor is not going to ignore the need for a young family to have adequate life insurance or disability insurance. It's the right thing to do. You're protecting family members at that point in life against a risk of losing perhaps that primary breadwinner. And how would that young family then go on financially? We're simply talking about now a different life stage, a stage of life where we are planning for those family members to be able to continue with their lifestyle in the event that a parent or spouse needed care. We want to provide the resources to get some help with providing care without having to tap into the assets, without having to go into that portfolio that people are so scared of outliving. If you've ever delivered a check from a life insurance policy when a family had just lost a loved one, you know the gratitude that they feel when they receive that check. You'll get that same kind of feedback when you have a long-term care claim that is paid. Families see that as a lifeline. So you're protecting the families, but you also are really protecting your business, and it's the right thing to do.
How do you think covering long-term care can grow an advisor's business?
I think any advisor who can take what is often perceived as a complex topic and explain it in an easily understood way, in a way that makes sense, in a conversation that is comfortable to have where they're not feeling threatened or frightened or made to feel intimidated or bombarded with a bunch of statistics. Any advisor who can have a good conversation explaining something complex, resulting in an outcome that that client feels good about, is going to do well. They are going to get referrals from that client. That client will be appreciative. That client will pass that information along to their friends. But that advisor also is maintaining that future book of business. If they've put long-term care insurance in place, they potentially are saving the inheritance that was meant for that next generation. And that can then lead to that generation continuing to work with the advisor because they see the advisor as comprehensive, as full service, as having taken care of a situation that needed to be taken care of. So yes, I think it can definitely grow the business and help to maintain that book and result in referrals if it's done right.
How can covering long-term care for clients also make the advisor's job easier?
I think covering long-term care costs through an insurance product is a way to protect the assets under management in terms of not having to use those assets if care were needed, but also you're basically fencing off a portion of the assets. You're setting aside a policy that can be used to pay for care. That allows you to perhaps be a little bit more aggressive with the other assets under management, that you can invest them perhaps in things that aren't as liquid because you're not having to worry about tapping into those when and if care were to be needed. So it's knowing that you've taken care of some or all of the long-term care need, allowing you now to move forward with those other assets to do what needs to be done with those. But having long-term care planning in place just puts that little fence around a portion of those assets and makes sure that you've protected the others.
How can advisors make it easier for clients to understand the impact that long-term care may have on their finances?
I think we often talk about the need to convince our clients that they're going to need long-term care, or that's the approach that we take. And I have found that that approach simply is not effective. We can't convince, but we can guide our clients to a logical conclusion and a logical decision. We don't know if they're going to need care. They don't know if they're going to need care. But what we can talk about is what if? What if it did happen? Are you prepared? What would the impact be on your family? How can we make things easier in that scenario if it were to happen down the road? And taking that approach, helping people understand the impact of caregiving on the people they love, I have found is the most successful way to talk with people about this topic.
That was Betty on the advisor's role in long-term care conversations. Then I spoke to aging and longevity expert Maddie Dykewald about what longer living means for clients' potential long-term care costs.
Today, we see people living longer and living better than ever before. Average life expectancy has skyrocketed all the way up on average to 79. But if you're already 55 or more, life expectancy has soared to around 84. Americans tell us in the research that we've conducted that they would like to live on average to age 92, but they have a caveat, and that caveat is as long as they remain healthy. And in the various studies that we've done, overwhelmingly, older adults tell us that they want to live in a way where they can maintain their good health and their independence. However, only 35% even considered the possibility of needing long-term care if their good health is interrupted.
We also know women in particular tend to live longer than men. Do women have a stronger need for long-term care?
So long-term care is definitely something that female clients in particular need to pay attention to. Women are living on average 5 years longer than men. They save less for retirement. On average, women go into retirement with 3 times less savings. They often retire earlier than men, so they're not only living longer, but retire on average 2 years earlier than men, so they're spending more years in retirement. And last, they're often outliving their spouse, and when they outlive their spouse, there are those opportunities to actually deplete your nest egg while caring for your spouse.
Why do you think people are less prepared for long-term care costs than they should be?
There's a number of reasons why people just aren't thinking about it the way they ought to. First, there's this confusion about what is long-term care and what's covered under a health insurance policy, what's covered under Medicare, and what's covered under long-term care itself. Second, there's a sense of denial. I mean, people would rather believe that they're not going to need it, even though likely they will. Third, there's still this sense of mistrust for the long-term care industry. A lot of firms went out of business. A lot of policies changed in terms of what the actual costs were and what they covered. And those things really do stand in the way from people being adequately prepared for their long-term care or their potential long-term care needs.
Can long-term care have an impact on the families involved too?
First, you're spending down your financial portfolio. Second, you're involving your family in ways that you may not want to. In fact, one of the big things that we hear from adults over the age of 65 is when it comes to their health and well-being, they don't want to be a worry to their family. Suddenly, you'd be reliant on family or more reliant on family if, in fact, you didn't have long-term care in place. And last, you might have to spend down everything, leaving very little for your kids and for your spouse if you still have a spouse who's alive.
That was Maddie on the financial implications of longevity. Finally, financial capability expert J. Michael Collins talks us through some of the costs associated with long-term care.
Today, the average spending on long-term care, and this includes in-home care, assisted living, and nursing home care, is about $250 billion. And importantly, one out of every $5, or about $50 billion a year, is out-of-pocket spending. So this is people directly spending $50 billion a year on their long-term care needs, be it nursing home, in-home care, or assisted living. These are big numbers, and the fact that it's one in $5 is even more profound because it's not like this is insurance or, you know, something else that's paying for these needs. These are people who are really trying to pay it out of their own assets. We talk about these as activities of daily living, or ADL sometimes is the abbreviation. You know, things like bathing and dressing and you know, being able to feed yourself, those kinds of things. And, you know, having problems with those things means that you need somebody to help you, and sometimes it means that you need to live in a special facility to get the help that you need. Even today, we know the cost of care is high and it's gone up over time, and we only expect it to get higher in the future. So even just having somebody come to your house and take care of some things for you might cost in the order of $30,000 to $40,000 a year. Living in assisted living, where you get, you know, sort of special facility with people who check in on you and can take care of your needs, that's going to be even more expensive, $50,000, $60,000 a year. So these are big numbers, and to think about having that kind of savings just set aside just in case can be really daunting for people as they think about their retirement plan and thinking about their financial security as they age.
How could this have an impact on a retirement portfolio?
You look at the kinds of costs that people are incurring in terms of long-term care, they're large numbers. And so, you know, with a year of nursing home care sometimes costing over $100,000, you can imagine especially for a couple as they age, and the fact that one out of every two people is eventually going to need some nursing home care, those costs could take care of, you know, almost all of your assets. The other thing we have to remember about the financial situation that people are in when long-term care needs arise, it tends to happen when you're older. It's not when you're 65 and your nest egg is at its maximum. It's when you're 85 and you've spent down 20 years of spending from your nest egg, so you've already depleted a lot of those assets. And so what we find is for people today, you know, about one in four who need long-term care will need more long-term care than they have assets. They will basically spend everything that they have to pay for the long-term care needs that they have. So these can be significant financial events for households.
Some people consider self-insuring as an alternative to paying for long-term care costs up front. Do you think that's realistic?
We hear people talk about this. We, I'm sure advisors hear clients talking about this. So one strategy is, well, I'll just use the assets that I have. And I think we can look at the data and see that for a lot of people, you know, the assets that they expect to have when they're in the mid-80s won't be enough to take care of the long-term care needs that they have, or it's going to wipe out all of their assets. It's going to take all their wealth to pay for the long-term care needs that they have. So, you know, paying out of pocket with whatever assets are left at that age may be feasible, but it's going to be tough for a lot of households to do. Other options include using your home. We hear that a lot, that people say, well, I'll just use my home equity to pay for long-term care. You know, there's a lot of challenges with that. I mean, using your home to pay for, you know, any expense, including long-term care, oftentimes means selling the home or taking out a loan against the home. In either case, you're probably not going to get as much as you might think. You know, the value of the home may not be there to support the mortgage or reverse mortgage that you want. And you know, even in the case of a sale, it may not yield as much as you think. So that equity may not be enough to take care of the cost that you have. Other people may just say, well, I'll rely on friends and family. They'll take care of me. My strategy is to rely on my kids or my siblings or somebody else to take care of that for me. And I think the challenge there is, while that's possible, we see what happens to the caregiver in these cases. They're not able to work. Sometimes it means they're depleting their own assets to pay for care. Other times it means that they are, you know, taking on the care duties, and that distracts them from being able to take care of their own children or the needs of their adult kids or grandkids.
That was Michael on how long-term care costs can add up for clients. Thanks to Michael, Maddie, and Betty for their insights. And don't forget to join us for the next episode when we talk about how the long-term care market has evolved to adapt to consumers' needs. You can find more episodes of the Insights Panel podcast on brighthousefinancialpro.com/insightspanel or subscribe for free through any podcast app to receive new episodes direct to your mobile device. Stay ahead of the curve with the Insights Panel from Brighthouse Financial. This information is brought to you courtesy of Brighthouse Financial, Inc., that provides, through its affiliates, annuities and life insurance products issued by Brighthouse Life Insurance Company, Charlotte, North Carolina, 28277, and in New York only by Brighthouse Life Insurance Company of New York, New York, New York, 10017. The opinions expressed are those of the speakers, and the information presented is for educational purposes only. Speakers were compensated for their participation as subject matter experts. For financial professional use only, not for public distribution. Research cited within this podcast include the following: Journal of General Internal Medicine, Out-of-Pocket Spending in the Last 5 Years of Life, 2013, National Center for Health Statistics, Data Finder, 2016 and 2017, AgeWave, Bank of America, Merrill Lynch, Family and Retirement, The Elephant in the Room, 2013, Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services, National Health Expenditure Amounts by Type of Expenditure and Source of Funds for 2015. Association for Long-Term Care Planning. Cost of Long-Term Care, 2018.